Shabbat Shalom. This week our parasha is Nitzavim, which means those taking a stand, and covers Deuteronomy 29:9 through 30:20. Now parasha Nitzavim warns us that life boils down to one life-altering choice: to choose God and life, or abandon him and choose death. We begin in Deuteronomy 29 with Moses finishing his warning to our people. We are told again that if we stray from the covenant we have made with the Lord, then we will experience disaster, just like back in Egypt. Every type of curse will be experienced, and other nations will look at us and see what happens when the Lord's righteous anger is let loose. It is explained that each of us as individuals need to follow the commands of the Lord. And if we do, we will be blessed. If we choose to disobey the Lord and follow our own way, it will bring total disaster upon us and cost us our very lives. Now, Deuteronomy 30 is a hopeful chapter after the reminder about God's righteous anger. After we experience all the blessings and then the curses of the Lord for our disobedience, we are promised that the Lord will restore us to the promised land. And it's interesting to know here in Deuteronomy, in this parasha, as well as previously, the assumption is that we will stray, that these things will happen. And we know from our history that it does. And so what this will happen, the restoration will happen, after we repent and turn back to Adonai. And we read that no matter how far away we are exiled, the Lord promises to bring us back to him and to the promised land. He will also make our hearts tender so we can love him with all our being. The Lord is full of righteous justice, but he is also a God of mercy and compassion. And in this parasha, we see both at work. Now our parasha ends with Moses giving a very serious choice to our people. We either choose life and prosperity or death and destruction. And these are the only two choices for us to make. And it was true for us then as it is true for us today. Moses commands us to choose to love the Lord and to follow his commands so we can live and be blessed. In Adonai, we have life and blessing. Separate from him, we only have destruction awaiting us. Moses is very blunt. Parasha Nitzavim calls us to examine how we have chosen to live our lives. Are we living as God has commanded, or are we not? We also cannot use the excuse that we do not know how we are to live, that these things are hidden from us. You know, God has revealed his will clearly in Scripture for us all, even the stuff we might not like. As we read in Deuteronomy 30, 11 through 14, now, this is Moses speaking, now what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven so that you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? Nor is it beyond the sea so that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? It's not in heaven. It's not a great distance away. No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so you may obey it. So God is very near to us. And how we should be living our lives is also very near to us. We don't have to go on an Indiana Jones-style adventure to discover God's will. You know, you don't have to go on an adventure. It's not something hidden away in a cave. And we don't need the addition of mysticism, of Kabbalah, and other sorts of stuff, or New Age philosophy to discover it either. It's open and available for us all. God wants us to understand his will and to follow it. You don't also have to buy it either. It's available for free. There is also no third choice given here in the parasha. There are no back doors into heaven for anyone, no matter how good your lineage is. God has set out plainly for us all the choice we need to make, to choose life in him or to choose death. There is no third option. The truth is that all of us, unfortunately, have chosen to live life our own way, which leads to death. We know from our history that all the curses found in Deuteronomy came to pass. We could see also how Adonai has restored us to the land several times and blessed us for following him. But Adonai has such great mercy for us, and while we deserve the punishment of death for our sins, he has chosen to forgive us time and again. The greatest example of his mercy for us today is found in the forgiveness provided by the sacrifice of Messiah Yeshua. Each of us failed to keep Adonai's commands perfectly, but Messiah Yeshua has satisfied God's standard, and through him, we can be on the path of life. In our day, we have been called to choose life through the only source of everlasting life, Messiah Yeshua. I'm reminded of 1 John 5, that those who believe in him have overcome this world with all its sin and its brokenness. He who is in us is greater than the powers of this world. We can grow and be transformed into people who love the Lord and choose life through the power of his Holy Spirit. So, which choice have you made? Have you chosen God in life or anything else in death? May the Lord make it clear in our hearts the choice we are making. May the Lord also enable each of us to love him and his commandments. May each one of us choose life and not death, being spared from the righteous justice of Adonai to experience everlasting life with him. Thank you.